One example that comes to mind is automobile driving insurance. In automobile driving insurance, an actuary looks at the pool of drivers, and then based on the characteristics of those drivers, will assign how much they should pay for their automobile insurance. But within that pool, there are in fact good drivers and bad drivers, and the good drivers subsidize the bad drivers, which results in essentially unfair pricing. So that to me is the problem to be solved with big data. The solution is, instead of just using risk pooling based on age and gender and what kind of car you drive and where do you live, with big data, we can actually track the driving habits of the car. So a black box goes in the car. You see how fast someone is driving, how much they brake, how fast they take the turns, and so on. And based on actual driving habits, we will give you discounts. If you're a good driver, you get a discount. If you're not such a good driver, you get no discount. But what that means is that the good drivers are, first of all, encouraged to be good drivers, which is good for everybody in society. It also means that the good drivers do not subsidize the bad drivers. This is possible by collecting that detailed data, the sensor data from the cars, analyzing it, and creating new pricing models.